Emerging markets have long resented quantitative easing, or QE. When America's Federal Reserve began its third round of asset purchases in 2012, Guido Mantega, then Brazil's finance minister, accused it of starting a currency war. In 2013, Raghuram Rajan, then the chief economic advisor to India's government, expressed his displeasure in the manner of Winston Churchill. Never in the field of economic policy has so much been spent with so little evidence by so few. In response to the COVID-19 pandemic, much is being spent again, but not by so few. The central banks of America, the euro area, Britain and Japan are set to buy $6 trillion worth of assets between them this year, according to Fitch, a rating agency, three times what they bought in 2013, the previous peak. And emerging markets are no longer grumbling on the sidelines. Monetary authorities in Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, Croatia, Hungary, Indonesia, Poland, Romania, South Africa and Turkey have prepared or begun purchases of bonds of various kinds. Still more are contemplating it. Even in Brazil, Congress has passed what it calls the War Budget Law, amending the Constitution to give the central bank more freedom to buy government bonds and other assets during this crisis. The scale of emerging market purchases is small so far in comparison with the Churchillian appetites of central banks in the rich world. Bank Indonesia, which already owns about 15% of tradable government bonds, may end up adding significantly to its holdings. The National Bank of Poland could end up owning bonds worth about 8.7% of GDP, according to UBS, a bank, if it buys all the additional debt required to finance the country's stimulus plan. But no other central bank is poised to buy bonds worth more than 5% of GDP, UBS calculates. By comparison, the Federal Reserve already held treasuries equivalent to about 10% of GDP at the start of 2020, and is expected to roughly double that percentage over the course of the year. Critics, nonetheless, worry that QE is both more dangerous and less necessary in emerging markets than it is elsewhere. It imperils the hard-won independence of monetary authorities that have struggled in the past to keep their distance from big-spending politicians –